Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, president of Aspire Financial Advisors, Inc., author of Making Mammon Serve You, AspireFA.com, as I remember, John. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there. Tell us what you do for your folks.
Well, we help churches and Christian schools and all the people who form their constituencies to manage their money better and to plan their financial futures.
All right. So one of these days, you know, we talked about that, but it's been a long time. Next time you come on, we'll have to get you to spend some more time on that.
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear about more ethical investing, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to get you to tell us more about that. But in the meantime, we're going to stick on our security issue because John's been telling us about his challenge that he's had recently with a breach in his own personal security, personal identity information. That he had through no fault of his own. He did everything right, but somebody just was determined to insert his life into John's and caused him all kinds of problems. But that was on the financial side. But John, today the digital side, our digital world, is also connects with our financial world, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's got its fingers everywhere, and there's a million little things that we need to do with computer and online security that they're not revelations to most people. We've heard them, but we constantly need to be reminded of them because one mistake in this area can literally take years to go back and fix. And I can think of a quick handful of things that just to remind folks, safely dispose of computers and mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
On a computer, if it's old and you're getting rid of an old laptop, means buy a program to overwrite the hard drive.
Right.
Don't just, you know, erase it. Don't think that simply reformatting it.
Formatting it won't get it all?
No. It means you get a blank screen, but anybody who knows is a little computer savvy can still go in there and find what's on that hard drive until something actually overwrites that
information. So there are softwares it's probably free, isn't it? Most of these things are because
they're
free.
There are free ones, and there are very inexpensive ones, even the ones
right.
that you pay
so
for.
So you buy them, and you download it, and it zaps everything.
Exactly. It writes a series of random ones.
You got a name? Any particular one that you recommend?
I like, for instance, a company called Evidence Eliminator.
Evidence Eliminator. Pretty intuitive.
Yeah, and it overwrites your hard drive 7 or 8 times with just random ones and zeros, so there's nothing left for someone to find.
Wow,
and,
how about that? That's good. Now, that's a really good idea because we have people coming. I talked in an article this month. I talked about what I call December cleaning, not spring cleaning, but December cleaning for businesses, and I said, get rid of the graveyard. You got a graveyard. Almost all of us have over the year. We acquire a graveyard of technology. Things
mm-hmm.
that are break and wear out or whatever, and when you get rid of, if one of them is a computer, make sure you get your stuff off of it.
And that includes your cell phone, because that's a computer.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So, you know, make sure you pull the SIM card out of the old phone if you're just getting rid of a phone. Be careful about sending personal information, either yours or a client's, through unsecure email. It can be misrouted easily.
Yeah, I wouldn't type my social security into an email and send it, or a credit card number and send it, anything like that. Make sure that if you're doing business with somebody online, make sure that they've got a secure symbol and you believe you can trust them.
Absolutely. And you can also use, again, software packages like ShareFile from Citrix that lets you send with hard encryption to anyone. It looks like a normal email to them, to the recipient, but it's not subject to being hijacked. Don't be lazy about passwords and PIN numbers. So many people use passwords like the word password or one of the most popular ones out there is let me in. But, you know, make it a password that someone, if the site will support a passphrase, a whole sentence, that's better than a password.
Right.
And make
the problem is remembering all those things, though, John.
Exactly. So you got to have a system that will mean something to you but won't mean something to somebody else so that you can remember them. I tell people don't use the Remember Me feature on sites with logins. Do you want the site to remember your username and password? It's convenient, but someone who gets a hold of your computer can simply go anywhere you can go.
Right, because it's connected to your browser, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's connected to your browser. So, yeah, those are excellent, all excellent points, John. And folks, just think about this, and especially young kids. I mean, the young kids really need to focus more on security. I think maybe us older folks are maybe a little more sensitive to that. But there are bad people out there who want to cause you harm and take your stuff. So you can't let your guard down. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today. I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure.
Come back soon. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. Aspire, F-A is his website, .com, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.